Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rob Reichel joining us now, Forbes.com, Conley Media, on the Wendy's Big Show. Rob, this is a football team that last week you and all of us were kind of talking about how they could win against the Washington Redskins, and we'd all feel good coming out of the game. I think collectively we can all agree 20-15 was not satisfying enough of a victory over the Redskins.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, Matt LaFleur, I think it was either Sunday or Monday, I started to get my days mixed up, but he said, "We'll never apologize for winning. It's fixed and cleaned up." And the thing you start to worry about if you're a Packer fan is we're in week 15 now, and we can mark down 6, 8, 10 things that need to get fixed for them to A, beat Chicago, B, win the division, C, do anything in the playoffs. And you start to wonder if there's enough time, first of all, to do that, or secondly, just a lot of these things just have to be taken care of in the off season. If it's personnel, for example, more than scheme, and I think at this point in time, it probably is, Billy, where they have to go and find another 4 or 5 players to help get some of this stuff fixed. But give them credit, I guess, for winning and taking care of business and doing what they're supposed to do. But when they start running into the beasts of the NFL, the way they played last week against the Redskins certainly isn't going to hold up.
We had Lawrence Holmes on from 670 The Score at 3 o'clock. We were talking about this game and how the Bears plan on playing the Packers and all that stuff. And he pretty much just said it's all about stopping Aaron Jones for them. And let's see if Aaron Rodgers can beat them. And that's a tough deal to hear as a Packers fan when you got a Hall of Fame quarterback and you're talking to a guy that does sports talk radio in another market talking about they're not really worried about your quarterback. They want to stop the running back. Is that what it is for, do you think, a lot of teams now worrying about Aaron Jones more than Aaron Rodgers?
I do, Spark, and I think that's twofold. Number one, 2019 Aaron Rodgers is not 2014 Aaron Rodgers. I think everybody can admit that without calling it a slight or a slam on the quarterback. He's still a top 10 or a top 8 quarterback in the league, Sparky, but he's not number one anymore. And then just secondly on that front is, you know, his array of pass catchers, it puts fear into absolutely nobody outside of Devontae Adams. I mean, there's no question Aaron Jones is their second most dangerous guy in the passing game. So teams don't need to lose a lot of sleep. Defensive coordinators aren't spending a ton of time scheming to take away Alan Lazard and Jake Kumerow and MVS and Geronimo Allison and people like this. So I think that combination, Spark, plus, I mean, I do think on some levels it's a compliment to the run game, and it's certainly a compliment to Aaron Jones. I think his breakout season here it has been enormous for this team and for the offense in general, and they would not be 10-3 if it wasn't for Aaron Jones. And I think the big thing comes Sunday, Sparky, is, you know, they're 4-0 in the games where Aaron Jones has 20-plus touches, and he had one of those last week. But then if you do the math and you look at the games that they followed up, the week after Jones has a big game, he's almost invisible the next week. I think the average is about 11 touches. After his big games, and I don't know if that's Matt LaFleur game planning as much to say, hey, teams are going to take Jones away. We need to open up things for A, B, and C. But he can't do that. Jones is his most dynamic player right now on offense. He has to get 20-plus touches for this offense to score 27, 30, 34 points a game. And if he doesn't, guys, it's going to be really tough sledding starting Sunday against that Bears defense.
Yeah, the thing about that, it was shocking to hear that, because that's what Tremont said about Ms. Trubisky. As a matter of fact, we may even get that cut for you to listen to it. But after that game, remember, they just had got Amos from Chicago, and they swapped him and Clinton Dix. And he picked Ms. Trubisky off, and the sentiment was in the locker room, we wanted Ms. Trubisky to play quarterback, and it felt like they had a chance. So we asked Lawrence Holmes again, what's the difference? And he said, running the football. So you, do you think, you know, Trubisky now maybe running the ball a little bit more, like his first read is not there, he's just going to take off. Do you think the Packers have a problem with that?
He's certainly more dynamic than he was at the start of the year, LeRoy. And, you know, if you watched what he did last week against Dallas with some of that read option stuff and how he's able to use his feet right now, he's far more dangerous and dynamic than he was this first time around. He and Najee seem to be kind of more in sync. The chemistry is better. And, you know, and LeRoy, it took him a while to get that running game going. It didn't make any sense to me this last offseason when they let Jordan Howard walk. It's taken a while to get Montgomery up to speed, but they seem to have him there now. His last month has been pretty good football, and they've kind of balanced things. Robinson's playing really well on the outside. He's got a couple other options in the passing game, but he's been sharp and crisp. Trubisky, I'm talking about. You guys remember 6 weeks ago, everybody was ready to run him out on a rail.
No doubt about it.
They've hit a point now where they're going to have to pick up that fifth-year option this particular offseason and find out what they have and give him at least another year as the starting quarterback. They missed guys badly when they moved up to two a few years back and passed on Mahomes and Watson and wound up taking Mitch. But that doesn't mean they can't win 10, 11, 12 football games a year moving forward with Mitch. The defense can stay dominant. They can balance it with a solid running game. And I think Trubisky guys can be somewhere in that 12 to 18 range of quarterbacks where if they would have asked me in, you know, the end of October, I would have said he's down there in the high 20s, low 30s. So
for sure.
He's made a jump, and it's made that Bears offense 10 times more dangerous than it was in the middle of the season. And I think a lot of Packer Nation was just kind of checking this off as a win a few weeks back, and it's going to be nothing like that come Sunday.
Rob Reichel joining us, Forbes.com,
yes,
and Conley
is.
Media here on the Wendy's Big Show.
What's that, Steve?
It's going to be a win. You're not picking him to win?
Well, I'm picking him to win, Sparky, but I think the average fan a month ago would have told you this was going to be 30-13.
Layup.
Yeah, you're right.
They're going to have a grinder now on their hands. It's a one-score game, Sparky.
Yeah, I think 7 to 10 points, somewhere in that area. Yeah, I think it'll be closer than what everybody thinks. The key really is going to be Trubisky if you know, he throws a couple of opportunities for these DBs and they hold on to the football and get a couple turnovers, then they might be able to run away on him.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. He's been so much cleaner across the board in terms of his reads, his accuracy. I mean, he was really good in that Dallas game last week. He was terrific in the second half of the Thanksgiving game against Detroit to bring him back that particular day. I mean, he looks like a different guy. I mean, you're right, Spark. If they're given chances, they have to take advantage. But I mean, keep in mind, they've put a lot of balls as a secondary on the ground this year. They don't have an interception return for a touchdown as a defensive back, as a secondary unit. I mean, those are the kind of plays that absolutely change football games. And they could use one of those come Sunday, especially the way the offense has struggled here really since the bye week.
Talking with Rob Reichel, Forbes.com and Conley Media here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Well, two of my best friends I have books with. That's Rob Reichel and Steve Palak. So
there
love
you go.
These two guys are nice. I want to talk about this protection because I'm going to tell you something. Now, that first game, I don't know if Steve, what's your name?
Bill Schmidt.
Bill, remember it, but they sacked Rodgers five times. And, Bill, I don't think that Khalil Mack had one of those sacks.
Did not have one of
right.
them.
Right. So you would think Leonard Floyd would be the guy, Rob, I think Leonard Holmes told he had 18 sacks and I think 7.5 against the Packers. He would be the guy. So protecting Aaron Rodgers, I think they can make way down the field because Fuller, my Bears friend, I don't know why I call him a friend, but he said Fuller had a chance to pick Aaron Rodgers four times over the years, and he dropped all four. So they figured down the field you can really, you know, go after Tolliver or Prince, but that would mean that Aaron Rodgers has to hold on to the ball. Can they protect him?
I don't know. That's a $64,000 question, LeRoy.
Only 64?
Yeah, maybe $1 million, right?
Wish I had that kind of money.
$35 million kind of money, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised the pressure Washington got on him last week. Kerrigan, a couple of times, just walking Bulaga back into Rogers' lap. Rogers held the ball again far too long on a couple of those plays and wound up on the turf because of it. And I think Chicago's defensive front and defense in general is every bit as good and probably dwarfs Washington's. Washington had an outstanding defensive line. Don't get me wrong. They were loaded with first-round draft picks up there. But we know, we've seen Chicago here build this thing over the last two or three years. And, you know, they statistically, guys, they're still in the top 10 in almost every relevant category, from total defense and points allowed and things like that. This is a pretty darn good unit coming to Green Bay. It's going to be a huge test, Leroy. I mean, if they can hold up in that area, they're probably going to win the football game. If Rodgers finds himself on the turf 10 times in that game and 5 of them are sacked, then it's going to be really hard for them to overcome that.
Rob Reichel joining us for a couple of more minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bears injury report just came out, and Akeem Hicks is not even listed on the injury report, so all systems seem that he will indeed go this weekend, and that is a major difference maker in the middle of that line for the Chicago Bears. Rob, I want to touch a little bit on the defense. We've been hypercritical of Josh Jackson and the lack of production that he has had in his first 2 years, but now you see him on the field pressed into duty without Brown and Kevin King this past weekend. What did you see out of the former second-round pick this past week?
Well, he can't play the slot. I think they've come to that whole realization. His only real position is probably on the right side. I don't think he can hold up. He's going to be in a fight for his life, I'll say this, Billy, to make the roster next year. And they'll get back to normalcy, I think, this week when King returns. It certainly seems like Kevin King will play. And what that means, it probably means Josh Jackson's down to dime again, Billy, where he plays 6 or 8 or 10 snaps,
yeah,
or something like that. I'm not a big believer that his future is going to wind up being in Green Bay. He's got to get things turned around quickly, and he's taken another step back this year. I thought mid-season last year he was on the right path, but then he struggled so bad down the stretch a year ago, and he really hasn't made up that ground. This year, Billy, he's not quite twitch enough to put him inside and handle slot guys. I'm not sure what his best long-term position is because, I mean, Leroy, they took you at the one point in time and moved you from corner to safety, but you had the bulk and the girth to hold up in that particular spot. I don't think Jackson is one of those guys that can go ahead.
Thanks a lot for calling me fat, Rob.
That's the last thing I'm
fatty.
5.5%.
That's my guy. That's my guy. But that's point well taken when you think about that, because I don't want to get on Owen Burks again. I really don't. I don't want to get into this.
Then don't. Nobody knows he's even on the team.
I know.
Just move on.
Rob, it would be so beautiful if you had 50 and 42 as your two stacked nickel linebackers. They can cover any running back. Because you know Cohen is going to get the ball. Him and Cordell Patterson are going to be in there, going to do all these tricks. And at the end of the day, they're going to pull the ride in the side, and Mr. Biscuit is just going to take off running. You have to have somebody athletic enough to stop some of these gimmicks so you can force him to throw the football if the Packers can get up, 10 or 15, 20 points.
Right, and 50's just not athletic enough to go and clean a lot of that stuff up, is he? If you watch that tape closely from last week, there's a couple of runs, Peterson, Geist, et cetera, that Blake Martinez should have had him dead to right.
Yep.
Ball and missed or was late getting there, just wasn't athletic enough to get there quick enough. And then they hemorrhaged Leroy into 10, 12, 15, 20. Even that play, Geist, that ended Geist's day, I think, was a 20-plus yard run. And,
yep,
and Martinez had a shot in him on that particular play. But no, I mean, Sparky's right. Nobody knows Oren Burks is on the team anymore. That's looking like another wasted draft pick. But you look at that 2018 draft, guys, it's really starting to have some odor come from it. There's a stench there outside of Jair Alexander. Yeah.
You got one player.
Three wide receivers haven't done a whole lot. Jackson Burks, I mean, that's not shaping up to be one of Brian Gutekunst's finer moments. We'll give it a little bit of time yet, but that's a pretty lousy class right now,
guys. And a punter who was so good, he's went down.
Yeah, he was doing good at one point.
And a long snapper, so, I mean.
Nobody cares about that position.
A long snapper.
Well, at least they have a return.
Finer moments.
Rob, at least they have a return man now. Hey, they're in the black now.
You're right, Lawrence. They are in the black, and they will be written about, you know, for years down the road in terms of historic failures, right? I guess when it comes to Green Bay special teams, guys, I guess that's a win.
Yeah, Ron Zook is a little bit upset somewhere.
I know,
he was pulling for that. He was pulling for them to be in the red. I can definitely tell that.
Yeah, you probably
Rob, right. it started at a 7-point number. It's been bet down to 4.5
really?
For the Packers favored this weekend at Lambeau.
Hold
Who
on,
do you
hold,
got?
Hold on one second. Before you make your prediction, I want to play that audio.
Oh, yes.
Before we forget, Dominique Foxworth, he's on ESPN in the morning, and they were talking this morning to him about, you know, the best 8 quarterbacks playing right now in the NFL. And he went through into this whole diatribe, and then you'll see what happens when he gets into talking about Aaron Rodgers.
You believe right now Kirk Cousins is a better quarterback, I'll just use him as an example, than Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know. I mean, I guess this is semantics. Playing better and is better. There have been 3 years now where Aaron Rodgers' numbers have been significantly down. He has a high passer rating because he doesn't turn the ball over. He is great at this point at one thing. Risk aversion. He doesn't turn the ball over, but they're one of the worst teams in the league in third down. He's average in the fourth quarter. He's not putting up big numbers throughout the course of the game. You said it was the coach's fault. We got you a new coach. You said you don't have no weapons. You got Adams and you got Aaron Jones in the backfield. You're not getting enough protection. Best O-line in the league. And his numbers are average in many cases and below average in a lot of cases. And when it matters most, third down and fourth quarter, he ain't special. He can sometimes wow you with a big play. However, he's not consistent throughout the course of the game.
Rob seems to be
you agree?
Confused.
You agree with what Foxworth said there? He doesn't have.
I'm sorry, I was waiting for the question.
He doesn't have Rodgers. He doesn't have Rodgers in his top eight.
He does not.
Does not. He's got Ryan Tannehill in his top eight, but
and
not
Kirk
Aaron Rodgers.
That one might be a little bit crazy. I know Tannehill's been hot for 6 weeks, but I'd say Rodgers is right around that 8-10 range right now, Spark. I think a lot of what he said there is accurate. Risk aversion is kind of the first two words I'd use these days to describe Aaron Rodgers. He's far more concerned about that interception number staying low than he is at times about converting or taking a chance on a 3rd-and-10 or 3rd-and-12. There's a reason, guys, they're in all these 3rd-and-longs and not converting. I think the average 3rd-down they've had this year is 3rd-and-8. They're in the 37-38% range on converting him. It's because the quarterback won't take a chance because he's far more concerned about his QBR and his passer rating than he is picking up some of these and making sure he never throws an interception. I mean, I think Foxworth is right there when he says he wows you from time to time with the great throw like he made last
week. Oh, to Aaron Jones.
Yeah. Yep, terrific throw. But, you know, through the course of the game against Sparky, this is nothing like the Rodgers we saw from 2010 through 2014, 2015. The last few years, the numbers do kind of bear it out. I'll never say he's just a guy, but he's not in that discussion anymore of being one of the elite guys in the league.
Robbie Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media. You can never say that this man is not opinionated enough and also backs it up with straight facts. Rob, where do you got this weekend, Packers-Bears?
Like I said at the start, a grinder, guys. I'm going to go 2017 Green Bay.
Ooh.
And, you know, maybe it'll be that Irvin kid that tilts the field again with a big return, Leroy, to keep the special teams momentum going.
Oh, I'll take a Mason Crosby walk-off. I'll take a Mason Crosby walk-off.
Two off Trubisky, shorten the field a little bit, and win it in almost a similar fashion, guys, than they did in week one. Only they'll, you know, the offenses are a little more ahead right now than they were 3 months ago.
No doubt about it. That offensive performance was putrid that we saw down there in week one. Rob, appreciate it, man.
Thanks
we'll
a
talk
lot,
next
Rob.
Week, all right?
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
That's Rob Reichel joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from Forbes.com and Conley Media.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.